Okay, Chevra, let's continue with our discussions of the sugya of tam keker. We reviewed a number of the shitos harishonim so far in terms of the din of tam keker, the position of Rashi, the tam keker is a din d'rabbanan, the position of the Rambam, the tam keker is d'rabbanan, but the Rambam makes a distinction that if you have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, so then it could be, it's going to be a din d'oraisa. What's interesting for the Rambam is that when the Rambam says that kezayis b'chdei achilas pras would create a din of tam keker, what that means according to the Rambam is if, let's say, I have a pras, which is like three beitzim of an iser, no? And I have three beitzim in total, three beitzim of noodles. Now, a kezayis of iser that goes into that, so according to the Rambam, the iser d'oraisa sets in if I eat all three beitzim. Now, the Rambam would say that kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, which really creates a full-fledged din of tam ke'ikar in terms of tam u'ma moshel that oken alav, is only if I'm eating the entire thing, the ganze geshäft. No? But short of that, according to the Rambam, it's not going to be a problem. We noted that Reb Chaim Cohen, that is quoted by the Rush in Machulin in Perek Zayin Siman Lamed Aleph, Reb Chaim Cohen also uses the terms of whether I have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras or not. But unlike the Rambam, for Reb Chaim Cohen, the pshat is if I have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, it's going to be usher. It's going to be really usher and iser d'oraisa. If I have less than a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, so Reb Chaim Cohen says it's going to be heter gomer. No, I said it backwards. I said that quite a fine point about less than kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Sluchas of 5 a.m. sometimes takes its toll on you. So when you have less than kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, according to Reb Chaim Cohen, so the din is going to be that what? That it's an iser that does not yield malchus. The Rambam would say that less than kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is going to be heter gomer. Right? Or usher midivrei sofrim, like the lashon of the Rambam was that we saw. But according to Reb Chaim Cohen, if it's less than kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, it's an iser d'oraisa based on the din of chatzi shiur. We pointed out that there seems to be a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and Reb Chaim Cohen as to whether chatzi shiur b'taruvus is really usher. This is all old Torah that we said over last time, correct? But now, let's just talk about the Reb Chaim Cohen in a slightly different sort of way, which is very interesting. According to Reb Chaim Cohen, let's say I have a mixture that has a kezayis of iser, and it goes into three beitzim, it goes into a pras. So in that situation, according to Reb Chaim Cohen, how much do I have to eat in order to get malchus? How much? According to Reb Chaim Cohen. What? He doesn't say that hepach is nepach, the heter is nepach or iser, correct. But nonetheless, you get the impression from the way Reb Chaim Cohen is saying it, he doesn't say what Rambam says, they have to eat the whole press.
It doesn't explain that it's a rush either.
What?
It doesn't explain that it's a rush. Right? Rush seemingly went ahead and said, now that Reb Chaim Cohen, because the other Reb Chaim Cohen is proud, because then you turn Reb Chaim Cohen, it doesn't make any sense, because even if you go outside and you eat a little bit, like you desire yourself and not, right, to desire that for that pras, so then you get the whole basis, right, so then...
So it's so what you're asking, I think, is just the lumdus of this svara is very difficult. Right? In other words, let's go slowly. Reb Chaim Cohen seems to say, or you'll take my word that Reb Chaim Cohen is saying, that if I have a kezayis of iser in a pras, so memela, as long as I eat a kezayis, I end up getting malchus.
Yeah.
You don't want to say that. I want to say this. Okay, so... We'll say it like this. According to Reb Chaim Cohen, I end up getting malchus if I end up eating a kezayis of iser. And halo davar. Like the Rambam sheet, I understand. Because according to the Rambam, on a certain level, lamaisa, once I eat the whole pras, so for sure there's some iser, right? But Reb Chaim Cohen, if he holds of what we will call in the world of Harry Potter, transubstantiation, that the heter mamish becomes iser, the substance changes... If you hold to that svara, so then why do you need kezayis b'chdei achilas pras? Right? L'cha'ir the rabbi nutan. Rabbeinu Tam is a fascinating shita, no? Rabbeinu Tam says that the din of Tam Ke'ikar is that the heter becomes iser, correct? And that means that I don't need a kezayis b'chei achilas pras, heter becomes iser. Rabbeinu Tam l'cha'ayra denies the din of kezayis b'chei achilas pras. Right? He doesn't mention it ki huzeh. Right, haraya, that if Rabbeinu Tam would hold of it, so Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't have to tell me that the case of Tam of Aloma Masha that doesn't get Malkus is a case of Min Bamino. He could say better. He could say it's when you don't have Kizai Plechei Achilas Pras. Elamai Lacha Ora, the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't really say hold of Kizai Plechei Achilas Pras at all, and the tour who quotes the Rabbeinu Tam is quoting Rabbeinu Tam imprecisely, which is a point that the Vilna Gaon noted in Osches. The Vilna Gaon writes, Ta'ol Sofer Betur, who quotes Rabbeinu Tam, what he really means Reb Chaim. There's a point to Reb Chaim, this difference between Kizayis B'Chei Achilas Pras and that. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, L'chora, that difference does not exist. So I'd understand, like Reb Chaim is like this strange bird. If you hold of transformation, so even without Kezayis B'Chei Achilas Pras, if you don't hold the transformation, so Vasep is Kezayis B'Chei Achilas Pras, right? In other words, if I hold like the Rambam, the things never Nepach Liyais, right? That Heter is never Nepach Liyais, so then you have to eat the whole thing. But Vasep is that when you have Kezayis B'Chei Achilas Pras, then it's Nepach. This is the question that Rabbeinu Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik Zechet Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha L'chai Olam Haba asks in his Shi'urim on page Reish Ayin. Good? Mr. Rosenzweig has a different take on Judaism.
We'll
have to find time to fight about this. But it seems that Hezber Hadavar of Reb Chaim Cohen is as follows. The Hezber Hadavar is that Reb Chaim holds of transubstantiation or heter nepach liyos iser, but only if you have an iser choshev. If I have a very significant amount of iser, dahainu, a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, so in that situation Reb Chaim will say, it transforms, it changes. Pachos mizeh, it doesn't. There still is a shtikla iser there, so it's a din of chatzi shir, it's a nisr d'oraisa, like we said. But to create the din of tam ke'ikar, the full din, which means that the heter becomes iser, for that, says Reb Chaim Cohen, I need a real choshev iser. I need a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. This svara is not so foreign to us, no? We already encountered a svara that the chashivos ha'iser is what creates the din of tam ke'ikar rather than just having the presence of an iser. And this is our famous machlekes between the shach and the taz, kuntras achram, daf achram, they're going back and forth, remember this? And the shach basically tainud that when the Ramah says you follow Basar Shema, the Ramah didn't really mean it. He's only talking about strange Isurim which are not based on Tam. Right? That was what the Shach said. The Taz comes, and the Taz says, no. Zok the Taz, I don't understand. Maybe the din of Tam Ke'ikar is only true when you have a real gap. Like zemar v'zem masok, right? One is bitter, one is sweet. But if you have two isurim that are pretty close together, says the Taz, I won't say tam ke'ikar. And in that situation, the Ramah's statement of following basar shema comes into play. Right? Remember the Taz? Effectively, what the Taz is saying, and then the Shach jumps up and down on the Taz and says, 1 second, but any amount of tam should be enough to trigger the din of tam ke'ikar, no? Even if it's not zemar v'zem masak, even if it's not like a huge gap, but any time the tam ha'iser is noticeable, that should generate the iser of tam ke'ikar. That's the Shach's question. Obviously, the Taz is saying that no. The Taz is saying that we're only going to generate the din of tam ke'ikar when I have a huge gap between the isurim, because in that case there's a real chashivos of the isur. The isur is not just noticeable al yidei careful attention, but the isur is noticeable b'chol tokvo. The isur is really recognizable. No? It's zemar v'zem masok. Only in that situation, says the Taz, will I apply the rule of tam ke'ikar. Effectively, we try to say a hesber in the Taz, which we're going to say now, with greater appreciation. What the Taz is saying is that the din of tam ke'ikar is not based on presence of tam. Just tasting something does not mean that I'll apply the din of tam ke'ikar. I need a certain chashivos in order to say tam ke'ikar. Correct? Im kainam hadavarim, that could be the pshat in Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim is saying that in order to apply tam ke'ikar, I also need chashivos. Rabbeinu Chaim is defining chashivos in the quantitative sort of way rather than the qualitative way of the quality of the tam. This is, I think, the aleph of the issue. Now, we also pointed out a kasha that Reb Feivel Cohen had in the Badei HaShulchan, where he asked that if it's based on nikar ha'isser, if the din of tam ke'ikar is based on the fact that I could recognize that the isser is here, so how on earth could we possibly be matir in noisin tam lefgam? Noisin tam lefgam means I taste my noodles and say, feh! It tastes like there's chazer in those noodles. Disgusting! Chazer messes up noodles, no? And noisin tam lefgam is mutter. Why is it mutter? The Cha'ora, right? It's Nikar Ha'iser. And Nikar Ha'iser should mean that there is a din of Tam Ke'ikar. So it is, the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen is saying, Rabbeinu Chaim is saying that no, that it's not just the din of Nikar Ha'iser. It's a special din of Chashivos that creates a din of Tam Ke'ikar. I only apply the din of tam ke'ikar when I have a chashav iser. Either chashav because there's a huge gap, like the Taz is saying, zem mar v'zem masuk, or chashav because the quantity of the iser is such that makes it chashav, it's kezayis b'tei achilas pras, and now we're saying that nosin tam lefgam, because it tastes bad, that's not a chashav iser. Right? It's along the lines, these are all variations of the same theme. So far so good, Mr. Drury? Im kainim hadavarim. Now we can talk about the dispute between the Re of Orleans and the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Let's go. Who wants to tell me what the... Kevin, why don't you tell me what the Re of Orleans said?
He says that...
The guys were in Rabbi Rosenzweig's shir. It's perfectly permitted for me to call on you. Yeah.
Acceptable.
What?
That's acceptable. The Merlin said that the reason that you don't get Malkos is because we're learning Tam Ke'ikar from Yule Nafrin, which is only an Asay.
Only an Isra Asay. And because it's only an Isra Asay, there can't be Malkos. There's no Malkos on Isra Asay. There's only Malkus on Yisurei Lav. No, Yom HaKippurim is coming up. The Torah says, Ta'anu as nafshol seichem. No? We should afflict ourselves. That's an Isra Asay, no? Ta'anus Nafshol Seichem yields certain prohibitions on Yom HaKippur. Machilo Shtir, Chizu Seichem, Yosu Salam, Tashra Shamita, no? But I'm not going to get Malkus because Isra Asay. Correct? Right? That's a Dover. Pasha comes along the Rimi Orleans, he says, no Malkus, Isra Asay, Gevaldik. But then Rabbeinu Tam says, dear Rimi Orleans, but unfortunately you're making a mistake. Why? Who else is in Rabbi Rosenzweig's shir I could call on? Or who else wants to be called on? Drury, you're smiling. That's a heter to calling you. The idea is that you shouldn't smile.
when you have an essay, therefore the time
goes back to the traditional listener. Right. Threat the Rabbi Nutam on the Remake Orleans, he says, one second. So the Torah tells me I should kasher clay midyan, and that teaches me the din of tam keiker. But tam keiker isn't really an isra say. Zok the rabbeinu tam, it's really a hadre li yisura kama. Right? We're really reverting back to the original isra. Correct? Famous yisod of the rabbeinu tam. Now this idea we see elsewhere in halacha. We see on yontif. Yontif is coming up. Sukkos. So the din is that on Shabbos ordinarily I'm not allowed to cook. On Yontiv, right, that's the rule. Lamites Malachais, the rule is you can't cook on Shabbos. Yontiv, also cooking should be usur. However, the Torah gives special permission to cook, called Achasher Yeochel L'chol Nefesh Hulavado Yeochel Lachem, the special din of Ochel Nefesh is Mutter in Yontiv, correct? Then the Gemara in Beit Zadav Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says, one second, Hu levado ye'ose lachem, it's lachem velo la'akum, lachem velo l'klovim. I'm only allowed to cook on yontiv l'tzorech Jews. I can't cook l'tzorech goyim, no? If you have a maid who's working for you on yontiv, and she asks for a cup of tea, you're not allowed to put the tea bag into the cup for her, no? That would be an iser of bishol, lochem, veloy, la'akom. I'm only allowed to cook, assuming non-Jewish maid, I'm only allowed to cook with tzorech Jews, not with tzorech einam Yehudim. Right? That's the halacha. Question. Do I assume that were someone to cook l'tzorech akum on yontiv, that person would be in violation of an iser malacha? Do I assume ahajre l'isura kama, that the exception to the exception sends me back to the rule? The rule was lamites malachis is aser. There's a heter of eichel nefesh. There's an exception to the heter of eichel nefesh, called lachem v'loy la'akum. So then, if you cook la'akum, that means you're going back to the iser malacha, right? That's called the hadre l'isura kama. Similarly, by shor psuli hamukdashim, right? That's the other case that Tosus quotes. Now, I'm not allowed to do work with behema of kudshim. I have a special kula that by psuli hamukdashim, if it was kudshim and it got a mum, so then I'm allowed to tizbach. I'm allowed to shecht it, no? Special hat, you're allowed to shecht it. But tizbach v'lo giza v'chalta v'lo l'klof echa. In other words, I'm only allowed to shecht it. I can't shear the wool. If I shear the wool, is the pshat that that's a new iser of shearing wool? Or is it the pshat that it's not a new iser of shearing wool, but it's going back to the original iser of that I'm doing malacha loisavoy bivchor sharecha? Right? I'm going back to doing malacha with an iser, with a behemoth of hektish. So it comes along with Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov in Klal Gimel, which unfortunately we just figured out they do not have in the Beis Medrash here down the hall, and the Beis Medrash across the street, there's a shear going on, so I haven't seen this in a while, but I kind of trust my memory or my notes, or now you definitely shouldn't, so you should look it up. But Rabbi Yosef Engel says that this is the machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rimei Orleans. The Rimei Orleans is saying that the concept of Ahadre L'Isura Kama doesn't mean that, either we could say the concept doesn't exist, or the pshat is that when I have an exception to an exception, that creates a new rule. An exception to an exception doesn't mean it goes back to the original rule, it's creating a new rule. In a sense, let's say our case of cooking for goyim on yontif. Cooking for goyim on yontif is not an iser malacha. It's not I'm violating the iser malacha like if I tie a knot on Shabbos or yontif. No! It's a new din, a naya iser called don't cook for goyim on yontif. If I shear my sheep, the pshat is that's a new iser called, right? If I shear my sheep, that my sheep that's psulei hamukdashim, that's a new iser. It's not a return to the original Isser. Rabbi Nutam is saying, no, ahadre lisurikama. To say it in a different sort of way. But it's the same thing. Rabbi Nutam holds that tam ke'ikr is the pshat, that it's heder bittul. The iser is present. How do I know the iser is present? I taste it. I know it's here. There can't be bittul because I taste the iser. It's here. Tam ke'ikr means the iser is present. Memela, the iser is present. The vadi, you get malchus, no? Why am I getting malchus? The same iser is here. It's a zelber iser. Tam ke'ikr. But the Rimei Orleans is telling me that no, Tam Kicker is not the same Isser that was always here. Tam Kicker is not Heder Bittel, but Tam Kicker is what? It's a new Isser. There's a new halacha called Tam Kicker. And it doesn't mean that, oh, it's not Bittel because I taste it. No, you have special rules. You have special rules. And those rules, in other words, according to the Rimei Orleans, what we're saying is that it's only an Isser Aseh. It's not the pshat that it's the same Isser of Neveilo that the Goy cooked in his pot. No, there's a new din called Giyulei Nachrin. A new din called Tam Kicker that's arrived in Giyulei Nachrin. It's a new thing entirely. It has nothing to do with Heder Bittel. Effectively, what we're trying to set up is as follows. A huge machlokes, which we're now suggesting is a machlokes, Rabbi Nutam and the Rimei Orleans. Is Tam Ke'ikar Heder Bittel? Or, right, that's what the Rabbi Nutam would say. And therefore, Rabbi Nutam says, don't give me Isra say, Lamaisa Ahajali Surakama. But the Rimei Orleans is saying, no, it's a new din. So far, so good? Hama'ayin heitev in our machlokas between the Shach and the Taz, Kuntrasachar and Dafachar and back and forth, that's exactly what they're fighting about, no? Isn't it? You see, according to the Shach, Tam Ke'ikr means whenever you taste an Isser, the Isser is present. And the Vad, you get Malkus on it. Or in Vad, the Isser is here, it's present. And that's a din of Tam Ke'ikr. The Taz, however, says no, there are rules and regulations when they say Tam Ke'ikr. It's only if it's Zemar Zemusok. Just because I know the Isser is present doesn't mean that there's Tam Ke'ikr. No? That seems very similar conceptually to the machlokas between the Rabbi Nutam and the Rimei Orleans. The Rabbi Nutam, who is saying that Tam Ke'ikr is transformative, that Tam Ke'ikr, that the Heter is Nepach La'Isser, but to get there, effectively what the Rabbi Nutam is saying is, listen, you taste Isser, it's Aser. Right? It's pretty basic. Nepach la'Isser, I taste it, it's Aser. No? Now, Nepach is a further stage beyond that, correct. But stage one is it's gotta be, it's the same Isser. Because I tasted it. However, the Taz is saying that, no. Right? The Taz is saying that just because you taste it doesn't mean that the Isser is here. The Taz might be more similar to the Rimei Orleans conceptually. This, I think, is pretty poshut. If you look in that piece in Rabbi Yosef Engel, he wants to say, based on a different Shach and Taz that we'll talk about later, that the machlekes, whether Tam Ke'ikr is Heder Bittel or Anu Din, is also machlekes Shach and Taz. I think it's pretty mavur in this Shach and Taz in the Kuntras Achrin Daf Achrin, but that's the point that we're trying to get to. So far, so good? Oh. Pisrei Chuvas of Katan Hay. Who does he agree with? Yeah. And just you have to remind me your name, I totally forgot. Okay, I've been on 11, yeah.
When we say the idea that Ahadre Kama and Isur Kama, is that specifically in regards to cooking in it? Or like, if I get down to a goat on my pot and I cook Basil Kama and then I get to the cluster of Hanam, then I can't use my pot, I can't sell the pot.
I think it's, you can't sell the pot also. You can't. Again, we'll have to talk about all these details as the year goes on, but over the approach of a Hajjali Surakama, the approach of the Rebbe Natan means that the Isser is still here. So whatever the previous Isser is, remains. So if it's an Isser Hanav Basar B'Cholav, so now the pot is also B'Hanav, right? I think that's the Pashtus, as opposed to saying if it's a new Isser, so I might be governed by different rules and regulations based on what that new Isser is. Right? This could be the same question the Achrayim discussed, for example. Is there a din of Tam Ke'ikar for B'nai Noach? No? B'nai Noach also, let's say, in Avram and Hachai. No? You ever thought about this question? So, let's say there's a pot that Slobodan used to cook his friend's finger in. And now, now Igor asks the Rabbi Yeshayla, can I use Slobodan's pot that he just cooked his friend's finger in, right? The Avram and Achai pot. Is there a din of Tam Ke'ikar for B'nai Noach? So l'chori, this is totally in the Chakira, no? If Tam Ke'ikar is a new din, correct? So then Mehechatesi, the new din applies to B'nai Noach. But if Tam Ke'ikar is the same old din that we had beforehand, no? It's just saying Heder Bittel, that the Avram and Achai is not bottled because I still taste it, so then for B'nai Noach also, it's going to be Usar. There's a Reb Chaim about this, no? Reb Chaim in Perek Tesa Machalos Asuros Halacha Tes. Reb Chaim points out that this issue is really Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. We'll develop this theme many more times as we go along. Right now, we're just scratching the surface. Mr. Rosenzweig. You got the Shiloh ones?
No. Okay. But if they don't have the new, according to the first shot, right? The first shot that's a new din.
It's a new din.
But you're saying that they don't have that, right? They're saying that they would. So how? But I don't understand the other side. The other side is that the tash dukta or the sura, but if they don't have the rule, and they still have to have the. Meaning, if they do or they don't, they still have to have that rule in order to go back to this, or they don't have the rule in the first place.
No, Goyim have a rule that Avram and Achai is Aser. And this isn't really, in other words, what I think Rabbi Yosef Engel is saying is that this isn't a Hajri L'Isur Kam in the sense that it returns, that it moved away and then it comes back. It's Hajri L'Isur Kam in the sense of it's the same thing. Right? If it tastes like Avram and Achai, it is Avram and Achai.
Right, but then you still need the lean in order to.
Oh, you're saying.
You don't have
so, what I would argue is, according to this, it's not really a limud to teach me Tam Ke'ikar. You're asking the following kasha. I think what you're asking is, how could you possibly say a Hajjali Surah Kama? That's like a very fine svara, but then why do I need a Gzeres HaKosov to teach me Tam Ke'ikar at all?
They don't have a Noah, so they never learned.
So how did it exist? I think the answer is going to be that's like a Giyulei Nosa. That the Torah in certain areas, by Mishras, by Giyulei Nochen, the Torah is Megala, that we assume that the flavor is considered like the Isser is present. Once the Torah is Megala to me, that the flavor makes it like the Isser is present, so that's the Halacha, the Tam Ke'ikar. The flavor makes it, the Isser is present.
Or Yimanashak, meaning if they have the new din, then they have also the Hajjal Duch, don't have the new din.
No, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to conceptualize what that new din is,
right,
and based on that, based on our conceptualization, so then we'll figure out whether Goyim have it.
I'm not being clear about it.
Huh?
I'm not sure I'm being clear about it.
Okay, we're going to leave this, like we leave many of our conversations that we have to get back to it. Fine. Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatan Hey. What did he say? Mr. Unger, what did Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatan Hey say? You're giving me Hesber. What did he say?
He says that we learn out from growing up in Mishras that only by just the sermons are similar to it, that if you get Malchus, that's when the Dittam Yikar applies.
Only by Isurim that are Isuri Lavin is there a din of Tam Ke'ikar, but some that's in Isra, say for example, there won't be a din of Tam Ke'ikar, right? Or even if something is a lab, but it's a lab she'en bo malchus, then there won't be a din of tam ke'ikar. That is the basic yesod of the Pesachei Tshuva. L'cha'ora, conceptually, this means, and this is the way Rabbi Ganak said it, it's in the Shi'urei Harav, page 270. I think it's a little different than what we were trying to say a minute ago, but we'll say it like this. If tam ke'ikar is heder bittel, if tam ke'ikar means that because I have the taste, so memela, the isser is still present, so l'cha'ora, there's no room to be machalik between whether that isser is an isser lav or an isser asay, an isser kares, an isser malchus, an isser misa, it doesn't matter what type of isser it is, the isser is present. I can only make the distinctions between the type of isser if I hold the tam ke'ikar as a new din. This ends up being the reverse of what we were trying to say in Seder, Mr. Unger, no? Right? But the way Rabbi Ganak says it, which I think is very elegant, is that the note of Yehuda is being mechalak between Yisur Lavin and not Yisur Lavin. That obviously is not coming from the perspective of Heder Bittel. Heder Bittel would mean that I can't be mechalik. The Isser is here, just like what we were saying a few minutes ago with respect to Goyim. Right? So Heder Bittel would mean that the Isser is still here. That's another nafkamina in this question about the nature of Tam Ke'ikar. Yeah?
And in that situation, not be good, how could you treat Guli Nachman as
So Ge'ulei Nachrim is teaching me that there is some sort of new din that is only similar to those Isurim that the Goy used to cook. The Goy is cooking Yisuri Lav, for example. He's cooking horses. He's cooking whatever in his pots. So that creates a real din of Tam Ke'ikar. Short of that, there's no din of Tam Ke'ikar. That's what Nodi Yehuda is saying. But Nodav Yehuda seems to be working more, says Rabbi Ganak, with the Mahalach that it's a new din, rather than the Mahalach that it's a Heder Bittel. If it's Heder Bittel, I can't possibly say that an Isser Asay is going to be Bittel, but an Isser Lav won't be Bittel. Heder Bittel means that whenever there's Tam, that means there's no Bittel, no? That's Rabbi Ganak's argument. If that's the case, so then the Neid Yehuda would be more similar to the Re of Orleans than we would to the Rabbeinu Tam. And now we have to start scratching our heads. Okay. But that's what we're trying to do. Let's go on. The Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Tam Ke'ikar is transformative. And the way we were saying the Rabbeinu Tam, the Heder Bittel means that the Tam, the Isser is still here. And the Heder becomes Isser. So if I eat a Kezias of the Isser, I'll get Malchus, no? Unlike the Re of Orleans. No, unlike the Reb Chaim Cohen, who says you need kezayis b'chayachilas pras, Rabbi Tam doesn't say that. All you need is a kezayis of Isser, and that creates Isser entirely, and all is fine. That's Rabbi Tam. Many assume, the Aruch HaShulchan has this, and others, if you look in the Shi'urim of the Rav on page Reish Sach Beis, the Rav developed a whole shir about this. Many assume that when Rabbi Tam tells us that Heter is Nepach LeEsser, Rabbeinu Tam is basically being consistent with his Shita from Daf Kuf in Chulin. On Daf Kuf in Chulin, there's a machlekes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Ephraim about whether I assume Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Shari Surim. Chaticha Nasis Nevela means, let's say I'm cooking kosher meat with treif meat, and there's not enough to be mevatel it, so then the kosher meat, Right? And then that previously kosher piece of meat falls into a second taruvis. I need shishim kineged the entire piece of previously kosher meat. Again, right? Treif and kosher are cooked together. No? This now becomes treif. So far, so good. Now, this falls into another pot. Do I need shishim kineged this? Shishim kineged the original iser? Or do I assume that chaticha nasas nevela and I need shishim kineged the entire new piece of meat? The entire piece two of meat. You have the case, Kivi? Okay, this is very fine demonstrations. Okay, iser, heter, cooked together. So chaticha nasas nevela tells me that this piece of meat that previously was heter now becomes entirely suffused with iser, so much so that when this piece of meat falls into a second taruvis, I need shishim kineged this entire piece of meat. Even though the original thing that made it aser is very small comparatively, no? This is smaller than this, as we can see. But nonetheless, I need shishim kineged this entire piece of meat. That's it in chaticha nasas nevela. So comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and Aruch HaShulchan says, whoa, 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 that's awesome, no? Says Aruch HaShulchan, it's the same Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam who holds of Tam ke'ikar in the transformative sort of way, Rabbeinu Tam who holds that heter is nepach la'iser, so Rabbeinu Tam also holds chaticha nasas nevela b'shari surim. Rabbeinu Tam also holds that this entire piece of meat becomes treif, and I have to be mevatel the entire piece of meat. Right? Everyone holds chaticha nasas nevela by basur b'chol. But by shari surim, according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's no such thing as chaticha nasas nevela, and I only need shishim kineged the original iser. But the Rabbeinu Tam says I need shishim kineged the entire thing. Hezber Hadavar says the Aruch HaShulchan is... The Hezber is because Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Ke'ikar. And Tam Ke'ikar, Mamish, transforms Heter to become Iser. You know, like you turn Friday night into Shabbos, you turn Heter to become Iser. So also, right, once returning the Heter to become Iser, that's based on Tam Ke'ikar, and that's why Chaticha Nasas Nevela, B'Shari Surim. That is the Hezber of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Minchas Baruch. The Minchas Baruch was the Rav Chaslovich. That's why Rav Soloveitchik used to quote him, because his father, Rav Moshe, was the Rav Chaslovich. No? Fine. So far, so good. Comes along the Rav, and the Rav says, this is an elegant pshat, but just like the Kutzker said, that Yafeh is sometimes very far away from Emes. Sometimes pshatim that sound really nice and elegant are not the emes. And the Rav said, that if you read the Shach and Siman Sadi Beis and elsewhere, and all the Rishonim who talk about Chaticha Nasas Nevela by Shari Surim, they say that's a din d'rabbanon. But the din of Tamke Iker is a din d'oraisa. Obviously, these two dinim are not one and the same. If the two dinim would be one and the same, like the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, so Chaticha Nasas Nevela B'Shari Surim would have to be a din d'oraisa, because it's based on Tam Ke'ikar, which is a din d'oraisa. The fact is, they can't be the same. If you look in the Rav Shirim on page Reish Samach Beis, he spends a lot of time on this. We can't really get into it just yet, because we haven't learned enough about Chaticha Nasas Nevela to appreciate it, but for the time being, it's just an important yisod, so it's out there, you should digest it, and we'll come back to it many, many times. Let's talk about one last nekuda here, which is a Rashba that's quoted in the Beis Yosef and makes it to Shulchan Aruch, which is as follows. It says in Shulchan Aruch, "In this arev b'minoi u'b'she'eno mino b'nishbach b'inyan she'en yechol namod olo b'sharel." If you have a mixture of min, mino, and eno mino, let's say I have two pieces of meat, one piece of meat is kosher, one piece of meat is treif, and I also have gravy in the pot, So the din is Rohana She'eno Mino Ki'ilo Eino V'Hashar Mino Rabba Olohu Mevatloi. You look at the Eino Mino like it's non-existent, no? And we say the Mino is going to be Mevatalat. Right? The case obviously is that you know you have Roiv, you're not sure if you had Shishim. It was Nishbach. Well, what's the din? By Nishbach. Well, Nishbach by Min B'She'eno Mino is a din Doirai, so we have to be Machmir. Nishbach by Min B'Mino is a din Rabbanon. Therefore, we could be Meiko if you know you have Roi, if you're not sure you have Shishim. What about if I have both Mino and She'eno Mino? Comes along the Rashba. The Rashba says, oh, that's easy. We'll use our halachic imagination. What we're going to do is we're going to say, we'll make believe that the Eino Mino is not here, and the Min B'Mino is going to be Batal, and it's all great. No? That's what the Rashba says, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Gevaldik. Now, this comes from a Gemara, but the Gemara is speaking about the reverse case. No, the sheet of the Tan of Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino is not batal, but it is batal b'she'eno mino. So Rabbi Yehuda says that we can ignore the mino and it's going to be batal to the eno mino. Based on that statement of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashba says, L'didan, that we hold min b'mino is batal, so we could ignore the eno mino and it'll be batal in the min b'mino. Beautiful Rashba, Givaldic. Taz quotes that there are some who ask on this Rashba, on the Shulchan Aruch, but the Taz basically defends the Psak of the Rashba, no? Taz says the Rashba is correct. Hezbar Hadavar probably is, for the Taz, that what I have is I have two pieces of meat that are contributing flavor to my gravy. I have kosher meat and treif meat. They're both contributing flavor. If that's the case, they're both contributing flavor. So I can't say that the flavor is treif flavor, no? Because some of the flavor is coming from kosher. Therefore, the Rashba says it's all mutter, technically. And we'll forget about the enai minai, and it's going to be mutter within the mino, and everything is grand according to the Rashba. According to the Taz. However, the Taz adds a little nekuda. The Taz says this is only true, however, in a situation that you cooked the min b'minoi together first. No? I have two pieces of meat, kosher and treif. Obviously, I'm cooking the kosher meat with the treif meat before it's adding its flavor to the gravy. Because if the treif meat is adding its flavor to the gravy first, so then I'll say that hatichanas is the veil on that gravy. I'll say the gravy became treif, and the fact that I have a piece of kosher meat that's added to it afterwards doesn't take the treifness away from the treif. So according to Taz, the case has to be, the scenario has to be, that you cook the two pieces of meat together first. Great, beautiful, right? Not so complicated. Maybe a little bit more than we're letting on, but that's what the Taz says. Shach jumps up and down and spits wooden nickels. Good, at least we learned something from this man so far. Excellent. The Shach tainas, this can't be, because Zuck the Shach lemaisa, I have treif that is adding its flavor to the enomino, and the din of Tom Keker is a din to Iraisa. So memela, the gravy has to be usser. Some of the flavor in the gravy is coming from the treif. So of course the gravy has got to be usser. No, that's the Shach's taina, and therefore the Shach says, you know what? This din doesn't really. It's not true. The Shach basically is arguing on the din. And the Shach says, yeah, maybe we could be makel on the min b'minoi. I could be makel that all the pieces of meat are mutter. But the gravy for sure is usser. That's what the Shach says. Kriva Godem is bothered by Akash, according to the Shach. 1 second. If the gravy is usser, then the meat becomes usser based on boomerang. Right? The gravy was usser, so the meat's got to be usser. Elamai zok the prima godim, obviously, The case is that since the gravy is only Asur Midrabanan, like we said a few minutes ago, the Chanan B'Shar Yisum is only Drabanan, so for an Isur Drabanan, we're not going to Asur the meat that it comes back onto. That's based on the end of the Taz over here. Also says, if I Yisum Drabanan, we're not going to assume the rule of Tam Ke'ikr in these situations where it might be Batul B'Rayv. Ad Kan. L'cha'ora. L'cha'ora, the Shach and the Taz over here are fighting L'shitasam based on what we saw in the Kuntras Achren and Daf Achren, no? I think this is pretty pashut, but others didn't point this out, so maybe it's not so pashut, maybe it's so pashut no one had to point it out. I'm not sure how to look at these things. But the remember, the Taz holds that Tam Ke'ikr is only said when there are real rules, zemar v'zem basal. We tried to explain the Taz at the beginning of Shir today based on a certain degree of chashivos. So if I have two pieces of meat, right, one is hatu, one is isser, and then they're giving flavor into the gravy, I can't say that there's chash of a flavor of treif that penetrated that gravy in order to say Tam Ke'ikr. Because since the gravy is getting some of its flavor from kasher, some from treif, no? That is not going to be a chush of a flavor. That won't be enough to answer it according to the Taz. But the Shach holds that Tam Ke'ikr is said whenever I have a teeny drop of flavor that goes in, no? The Shach says, it doesn't matter if I have a huge amount of taste or a little bit of taste. Taste is taste, says the Shach, no? And therefore, there's a little bit of taste coming from the treif of meat. Gravy is usur based on Tam Ke'ikr. L'cha'ora, the Shach and the Taz over here are Azul L'shita Sayhu, right, in the Machok of Shach and Taz and Kuntras Achren, which is all based on the Taz is saying that we follow Basar Shema. Right? What does Basar Shema mean? Basar Shema means, like the Taz, that when I don't clearly have a Choshava Isser here, right? I'm not sure. The tastes are pretty similar. So then I say, oh, what do you call it? So in this case, the Taz is saying something like Basar Shema. The Taz is saying, oh, I have Heter meat and Isser meat. What's the shame Hadavar? The shame is, oh, there's more Heter meat than Isser meat. So all the time, Basar Shema, the shame of the time is Heter. And the shame of the time is Heter. So in Mela, of course, it's going to be Mutter, no? And I can say, Salak is She'enai, mean like Misha'enai. And everything is going to be Kasher according to the Taz. But according to the Shach, right? I don't follow Basar Shema at all. It's always Basar Taima. And any tiny amount of time that contributes makes the Isser, no? So Mimela, the Shach is going to say, oh yeah, fine, there are two pieces of meat, one kosher, one treif. Right? And it gives its time into the right of. But is there a little bit of treif that's giving its time into the right of? Oh, you bet your bottom dollar there is. If that's the case, the whole thing is treif. No? I think this is pretty glatt that this is Machlokes Shach and Taz. For some reason, the Piskei Truvos of Katan Zayin, Paskins like the Shach against the Taz, no? That would be consistent with what we saw in the Prima Godin, that no one agrees with the Taz in terms of Basar Shema. However, there's room lefalpe on this. There's a long theorem in the back of Shulchan, and once it's tied up, maybe it could be make on the shadow based on Svek Sveikos. That's already advanced Talmud. Not for now, but the fact is, I have to make sure to hold my voice now. And the fact is that according to the fact is that Machlokes Shach and Taz seems to merely parallel the Machlokes in Kuntras Achren and Daf Achren. Okay, so these are some of the arguments I wanted to make on this din of Tzadi Chesif Beis. Again, I want to wish everybody a Gemach Simcha Tova, a good Kabbeng Shtiyar. There's a lot to daven for. In Klal Yisrael, there should be no Machlokes in this year. Is a very important thing. We should daven for our own success in Talmud Torah. We should daven for our yeshiva. Our yeshiva is not doing so great, gentlemen. Financially, if guys daven for the yeshiva, that shows that the Talmidim care about the yeshiva. That's an important thing. This is one of the greatest yeshivas in the world. if this place collapses, that would be such a loss to Torah in Klal Yisrael, such a loss to Judaism. It would be a disaster. If we should just spend a minute or two with part of our tefillos on Yom HaKadosh, davening for yeshiva also, I think that's worthwhile. And Shavu Gemach Sim Tov, a good Kevanger.